Hi, I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen of First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. Well, I hate to come complaining, but I've been very, very busy these past few months. Lots of stuff on my plate, trying to keep lots of balls in the air, and I'm sure you've had times like that. In fact, you may be saying, yeah, like right now. And if you're like me, well, that means you're usually in a hurry. It's funny, isn't it? We have lots of conveniences that are supposed to make our lives easier. Washers, dryers, dishwashers, microwaves, crock pots, computers, battery-operated tools. And yet, our lives seem busier and ever more complicated. Technology was supposed to give us more leisure time, but it seems to be stealing it from us instead. We're working longer hours. Our children are more involved in school and extracurricular activities. We're homeschooling. We're taxiing our children to band and sports and robotics clubs. We're completing our daily to-do lists. We're keeping up with friends on Facebook, Twittering our opinions, catching the news on our browsers, getting caught in rabbit holes and time traps. We're teaching Sunday school. We're in the praise band at church, leading the youth group. We're serving at the food pantry. We're busy, 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 hurry, hurry, hurry. Health experts tell us that this can be bad for our health and well-being. It causes mistakes, which can be costly. It causes stress, and rushing about in a hurry causes accidents, sometimes fatal. More importantly, it is not good for our spiritual health. It's not good for our relationship with God and Jesus Christ. Busyness and hurry are great enemies of the spiritual life. God is love, and Scripture says love is patient. Theologian Kosuke Koyama says that God walks slowly because he is love. Jesus says, love God and love your neighbor. Well, these commands are difficult to meet in a fast-paced, hurried life. Love requires time. To love God, we need to spend time in prayer. And hurry, another author has rightly said, is the death of prayer. To love our families, our spouses, our children, our siblings, our friends, we need to spend time with them. When I spend time with God, I seem to accomplish my tasks easier and more joyously. The Reformation Father Martin Luther once said something to this effect, I spend 2 hours each day in prayer. When I have a busy day, I spend 3 hours. Is your marriage contentious, not as happy as you'd like it to be? Are your children at odds with each other and with you? Are your friendships frayed? Are your relationships with your siblings soured or broken? Well, maybe it's time to quit hurrying and spend more time with God. When you take time for God, He will make time for you. You will find time you didn't think you had. Over the years, I've learned that God is always at my beck and call, always has time for me. And when I submit to Him and put Him first in my life and give Him time, everything else seems to fall into place. Put God first in your life. That's the best advice that I can give you. I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen of the First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.